Back to him, so he's got to give it back to me.
Okay,
Okay,
I am Kyle.
you have to do the grooves.
I know, so he has to give it back to me. Or is it someone? I need to be able to sing here too.
I just gave it back to you.
Thank you. We need some younger people on this LTE committee.
Oh my gosh. Are you saying that Dana and I aren't young enough? I was feeling very old in that moment, yes.
Welcome.
You can,
you're in good company.
You can replace me, Gretchen.
No. Also, Don Johnson, the list that you sent to Chad and that you gave to Daryl for the list of the LTE committee members was way wrong.
The list I gave to Chad?
Well, I don't know. He can get in here and fight for himself. But I emailed him yesterday. I was like, where did you get that list? And it was on the website. And he said that you had seen the website and said it was wrong and gave him all those names to add.
There were people on.
It's correct now. He updated it.
I do know that those lists on the website are way out of date.
But not the LTE one.
The LTE is current as of yesterday.
On the website?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, so what list are you talking about, Chad?
So the list that Daryl used yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
Probably came from the website. It was incorrect because I think what happened is it was a mashup of two lists. So there were some people in there that were off the committee, but they, but I was given a list that had them on, so I put them on, but it was people that had gone off.
Yeah, I mean, it was the same thing with several other lists on there.
I don't know if it's worth keeping a list on the website or not. I don't know.
Well, I send you the update, so. Yeah. Ours is always correct. Oh, that's my typing, sorry.
I don't know if anybody else has the same issue as me, but I just signed up for everything, so I don't even know what we're talking about today. I just show up at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, right. That's because you want perfect attendance, right?
I do. I think so far I have. I want the little gold stars on my certificate.
Do you get gold stars? Because we don't get gold stars, Chad.
No. LTE committee doesn't qualify for gold stars. You have to be on the list that's on the website. So, oh man.
Oh, hey, it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we better get going, huh?
It's 11 o'clock for me. I don't know what you're an hour late.
Sorry, it's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock for some people. Amy Eklund, it's 8 o'clock for you, isn't it? Thank you. All right, good. Well, I'm going to get started. And people join, they will catch up. Welcome. My name is Gretchen. I'm the Director of Operations with Voyagers Lutheran Ministry in Northern Minnesota. And I am going to facilitate this conversation. I don't have all the answers, but we're going to learn together. And I'm going to start my slideshow from the beginning. Sorry, I wasn't quite ready. So, I'm assuming you all can see this. I can only see like 8 people. So staffing in the time of COVID is our topic today. I'm going to do a little plug for the leadership training event that normally happens this time of year, we would have just wrapped it up. It is a 5-day intensive learning time for people in any position in outdoor ministry. So even if the topics feel like they're more administrative or more program or more operations or not quite what you are thinking, you can still participate in this event. It is for anyone and everyone in camping. Whether you're early on in your camping career within a couple of years, or you've been doing it for 10 or 15 years and you want to go back and just get refreshed, you are all invited to the leadership training event. If all goes well, we will be at Luther Park in Chautauqua, Wisconsin next November for our leadership training event. So normally we would have a staffing conversation. And so I'm going to do a really quick recap of what that session might involve, or what are some things, key things, when it comes to staffing that we should keep in mind and remember. And going to highlight those things that maybe need some extra thought this time of year, this time, because we're doing it within COVID. And then at the end, we are going to, or when I'm done with mine, we're going to break into some small groups and have some conversation and come back, because I do not have the answers for how to staff in the time of COVID. But we have the answers for how to staff in the time of COVID. So just really quickly, and I have my screen really big, so I don't know if I will see chats or not. So someone just maybe needs to chime in if there's any questions or chats as I'm talking. It's a love-hate story. Recruiting is a love-hate story. I love it and I hate it. I love the staff. I hate the process. But that's just me. So as I mentioned, some aspects of hiring are going to stay the same. A lot more is probably going to be different, but it might ultimately set us up for greater success in the future. We have been talking for years about how the college camp fairs and the way we've always done it isn't working anymore. Now's the chance, people. Let's lean into it and make this the year of our most amazing staff ever. So what's going to be the same? The key steps. I'm pretty sure I stole this from Don Johnson many, many years ago. But these are the key steps when it comes to hiring. You need to set your vision. What do we want? You need to recruit, screen, engage, orientate or train them, supervise them, disengage them, and then evaluate the whole process, and then you start all over. So those steps are still going to happen. They just might be done a little bit differently. So visioning, this is probably really key. This right now, as we prepare for we don't know what, but vision, what do you want your team to look like? What positions are you filling? What changes are you making? And how does that affect your staffing? Katie from Metagoshi commented the other day that they're going to hire extra staff this summer just to have extra staff in case someone needs to step out or needs to quarantine. Okay, how does that affect your staffing, your vision for staff? What are your goals for the summer? Where do you want to be with your programming? And then hire the staff to help you reach those goals. What skills are you seeking for each position? And maybe your healthcare positions have different skills this year. Maybe your leadership staff have some different skills this year because you need them to do a little bit more. And then you need to vision your budget. This is the big COVID question. Are you going to keep your staff even if you have to cancel your program? That you need to decide now as you're planning your budget, because it makes a difference in how you staff and in what you tell people. You need to start recruiting. It's an exciting time in Lutheran Outdoor Ministries. As I said, we wanted to change how we recruit for years. Now we finally are being forced to make those changes. However, to recruit, key things you still need. Your website still needs to be updated if that's where people are going. You need to have easy access to your applications. You need to have good marketing material that's going to get out to the people you want to market to. And most importantly, you need to reconnect or stay connected with your returners, whether they are 2020 returners or whether they are returners from 2019. Or sometimes we get them from 10 years ago. So you never know when someone might be inspired to come back to camp. We still need to screen our applicants, whether you're in person or whether you're virtual. You still need to screen your applicants. Your application, what can you ask legally to get the information you need? Does your reference give you the information you want or need? What information are you seeking from an applicant during the interview? Perhaps more importantly this year, what information are you sharing with them so they know what to expect if they come and work for you? Do your background checks. Still need to do that. Whether you're in person or virtual, do your background checks. Always be careful of project staff. Those are the ones who are going to need a little bit of extra attention from you or from their fellow staff. You always get one anyway. Do you really want to intentionally hire one? Be careful of project staff, especially when every decision in the time of COVID is a new decision. And make sure you're putting together the best team. Make sure you have a variety of personalities and skills. Engage them. If you want to hire someone, stay connected with them, or I am going to engage them away from you. Stay connected. Even if you haven't sent them a contract or made the offer, engage with them. Your contract, letter of call, letter of employment, whatever you call it, make sure it has the information they needed so they know what to expect from you and what you expect from them. There was a question on this session about how do we write these when we don't know what's happening. I think you just need to write it in there, write into your contract or letter of call this year. In the event of COVID, we promise to, you know, BLM will still employ you at a percentage of your contract, whatever. You just need to be honest and upfront with our staff this year. They're living with the uncertainty. It's not going to be a surprise to them, but I think you're going to do them a disservice if you act like nothing's going to change and then you have to change it on them in April. Just be honest and upfront. Make your staff policies and your COVID protocols part of their contract. That way they are signing their contract and they're agreeing to abide by all of that from the get-go. And then once they're hired, continue to keep camp in front of them. Be realistic, however, with any pre-summer expectations, depending on where your staff are at, if they're in school, if they're working another job, whatever. And then always, any pre-summer stuff you can get out of the way after they've been hired, do it. Orientate and train them. You know what you've done in the past. And now we need to plan in time to ensure that you have, that your staff know your COVID protocols and procedures. So maybe it's part of every session of staff training. Maybe it's a session in and of itself, whatever. So yeah, staff training is a whole separate session during the LTE. So I didn't have a lot of information on this one. You have to come to the LTE to learn more about staff training. Supervise them. Make sure they know why you're doing the things that they do. Why do you want it done a certain way? The more they understand, the easier it is to follow. Why do I need you to wear a mask? Well, first of all, the state of Minnesota says you have to. But more importantly, blah, 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 blah. Give them the reasons. Make sure they know. You don't need to be around 24/7, but you need to be around enough to make sure that your expectations are being followed. Are they actually wearing the masks that you told them to do? Are they actually teaching songs the way you wanted them to be taught? Are they playing the games physically distant, or are they just totally not worrying about what you taught them? You need to be around to see it. See it, acknowledge it, point out the good stuff, let people know what they're doing well, do it in front of others. Just reinforces the positive behavior we want to see. Use your weekly staff meetings to continue training, whatever that might need to be. And then do evaluations. How do they think it's going? Give them feedback. Disengaging at the end of the season. Do you want them to come back? Are they interested in coming back? If you want them to come back, tell them. Get them thinking about it now or as they're leaving in August. Is it time for them not to come back? You need to tell them that too. Did you have to fire someone? Make sure you have that paper trail. And just like you engaged with your staff pre-summer, stay connected post-summer. Continue to make them part of your community. Keep them involved. Get them telling the camp story because they will recruit for you as well. And then you evaluate your summer. What went well? What needs to be changed? What needs to be hit harder during next year? Did you reach your vision? Did you get closer to your vision? Was it even a realistic vision? What are you going to do for next summer? So the whole circle, none of that changes. We all still have to do all of those steps. What changes is a little bit of how those are done. So COVID forces us to change how we recruit, what we need to communicate during the recruiting process. Again, be honest, be realistic, and stay in regular contact with them. COVID is forcing us to change how we train, or perhaps more so what we need to include in our training. You know, maybe you've always done 10 days, maybe you've always done 14 days. Maybe it's time to think about, I maybe need to do an extra 2 days because COVID is adding all of these things. So give some serious thought now to what your training schedule is going to look like so that you can't cram it all into a short amount of time when you really could have used an extra couple of days. And then COVID is also forcing us to change how we live in our summer communities. So individuals, like I said, may not have the answers, but together we can find opportunities for new and different things. Again, it's an exciting time. It is forcing us to do things differently and forcing us to be on the cutting edge, and that's what outdoor ministry is all about. So that was really fast, I know, sorry. If you have questions on any of that, certainly let me know. It was intended to be an overview because those things don't change. But I really want to give more time to the conversations around the questions that people have been asking. And that is, how do we recruit? How do we recruit when we can't go stand at X college and be bored out of our minds because no one's coming to talk to us? So before we break into small groups, though, Hannah Loeffler-Kemp from Good Earth has an update on a project that has been 2 years in the making.
Hello, everybody. My name is Hannah Loeffler-Kemp, and I serve as the program director at Good Earth Village. And we are working on a project that we are very excited to release soon. Project has been funded and implemented through LOM, and so we're really grateful for their contribution to make sure that this project happens. So we have created a app called Camp Match, and it is a way in which we can get information about camps to a lot more people and help them figure out which camp works best for them. So the swiping method is a way of gathering and sorting information that is really popular amongst our younger generations of folks. And so this app uses that similar method. So as a camp, you'll be able to create a profile with information about your camp and some pictures. And then interested applicants will create their own profile with some basic information. And the applicants that are interested in looking at camps will then be able to sort through and look at different camps. And if they are interested in a camp, they will swipe one direction, and then their basic information will get shared with whoever is the recruiting person at the camp. And it allows for a quick first touch for camps to interact with potential applicants. So this isn't the only way in which to do recruiting, but this is hopefully a tool in which we can allow some quick and easy connections to happen to take place before you do the interview and do some further interactions. So we are just about to begin sort of a testing phase for this, but we're hoping by Christmas we'll be able to release this a little bit more and make it available for all of the LOM camps to participate. So if you have any other questions, let me know, or Don Johnson can answer some of those. But we are really excited to create something that is easy to access for our young folks to gather information in a way that is accessible to them, that is interested and creative for them. There will be a cost for camps to participate, but there will not be a cost for those applicants to apply. So it will be free for the people that are interested to download, but for camps, there will be a cost since it is a sort of marketing tool for you to use. Yeah, that was really quick overview of it, but Camp Match, yay, look for it. More information, but we're really excited to kind of tap into technology and unique and creative ways in which we can connect with our young folks to get them interested in outdoor ministry. Any other questions that you have? I talked really fast, I'm really sorry. The cost, Don, would you be able to tap into that question a little bit better?
Yeah, the inaugural fee for a camp to get on it will be $200. And then successive years will be much reduced from that. It will be like an annual fee to renew it of somewhere in the range of $25 to $50 for the year. But the inaugural fee will be the same whether you buy into it the first year or whether you buy into it the ninth or 10th year. The first year it will be $200, and then, as I said, much reduced from that for each successive year.
I'm going to pull up some of the questions on chat.
The folks from Kiriakis, are you wondering, is this something that you can use in Canada as well? Okay. I mean, I'm sure we can, it can be available to anybody, I think. Lutheran, to start with?
Yeah, so we're starting it off as Lutheran camps having access to it, but again, this is for staff members that aren't yet connected to a camp. So really reaching out, we're going to connect with campus ministries, with youth directors, those people that are already interacting with a lot of the youth that might not be connected to a camp yet to help them process through this.
If we have a really good experience with this, we may very well ask our Outdoor Ministries Connection colleagues if they're interested in coming in on it with us, which would expand the base of prospective staff people that would be on it. I'm going to go back to that $200 fee. We're also committed to making that possible knowing that things are really tight for a lot of organizations, and if the $200 fee is a problem, we definitely will make sure that you'll be able to get onto it and then make the fee up when you have the capacity to do that. So for camps that are really tight on the dollars, don't let that be something that would keep you from being on it during the first year.
Awesome. Thanks, Don. We have a question about how will information and pictures get gathered. So my understanding is that there's going to be like a website connected, linked to the app. And so as a camp, you'll fill out that information on the website to gather that information. And then the potential applicants will download the app. That's my understanding of how it works, but we'll be able to give you more of that logistical stuff once we go through some testing. The app is designed for staffing right now, so that's how you would want to market your profile, is through a staffing lens. We may be able to like eventually broaden it out so it's more of like a general interest thing, but right now we're using Camp Match as a tool for staff recruiting. That's the intention behind it. Yeah, great questions.
And I think, Anthony, it's all Lutheran camps, but you can share with anybody you want.
Yeah.
And Keith is wondering, do we have a official public kickoff?
We're hoping by Christmas. It's been kind of, you know, with COVID happening, we had to put a little bit of a stop on the process of it. So we're really hoping to get this going as soon as we can. So just getting those final pieces together. So we'll just keep updating you while we gather that information.
Yeah, one of the reasons it's taken a lot longer than we had hoped is because the company that's developing it for us, they actually shut down for about 5 months, and they're just getting the company reopened again. But we're really pushing them to get it before Christmas.
Cool. Thank you. All right. Any other questions right now? Otherwise, I'm going to shut this over. I'm going to break you into small groups. And what I need from you in your small groups. One, and everybody gets there, take a minute, introduce yourself, who you are, where you're from. And then I want you to decide who's going to be your note taker. Because I am positive that all kinds of awesome ideas are going to come out of these small groups. And we want all 70 some people in this call to know what those ideas are. So find someone who's going to take some notes, brainstorm conversations. I'll let you know what your questions are or what topic I want you to kind of focus on. Take notes, and then we're going to come back and we're going to share, you know, decide the idea you want to share with the whole group when we come back together as a whole group. And then I'm going to have you send all of your notes to me. I will compile all of that, and then we'll make sure that everybody gets a copy of it. You can see what the conversation was. If note takers want to put down a name and a camp after certain ideas, that way if I see an idea and I want to know more, I could call Amy out in Washington and ask her more about what she was mentioning. So does that all make sense? I'm just going to do random breakout rooms. So you're all professionals. You all can handle introductions and deciding who your note taker is. And then I will, let's see. Okay, and then, I'll compile it. You're gonna have hopefully 6 or 7 people in each room. If you just hate the people you're with, I don't know why you would, come back to the main room and I'll put you someplace else. But so start with the introduction, figure out who your note taker is, and hopefully by then I will be able to tell you what your topic is. Thanks.
Do you need any help with anything?
I need to know the best way to broadcast a message. Okay, I was just starting.
Type in the chat.
Well, does that show up?
I'm pretty sure it does, but you know what? I'm learning that different people have different Zoom functionality depending on their account. That's right. What happened to us yesterday, by the way, or 2 days ago.
Well, I think that I can broadcast a message to all.
Yep, it just did.
Okay, so what did I do? 1, 5, and 9?
You did 1, 5, and 9.
Groups 2.
Motivate staff, pods work well.
4 and 10.
Motivate staff to stay on site. Oh, it went away.
Well, and that's the problem.
It doesn't stay for very long.
It doesn't stay for very long.
But I think, can you put it in the chat and see if that works? I mean, you can broadcast, but also put it in the chat. And I can go to a group and text you. Or, you know, you could text Dana or someone and say, let me know if this is coming through the chat feature.
Yeah.
So I'm going to join a room unless you want to hang out and talk.
I'm good either way. I just need to You can stay and help me figure out if okay. I got everything. 1, 5, and 9 ideas for the weekend. How do we make?
You want me to text the gang and say, let us know if these things come through in the chat?
Yeah, I sent it. I resent it again.
Yeah, I see that. I'll send it to, you're in this, but did the chat message come through? So it's Randy. Is Randy on today? It's Dana, Randy, and you.
I don't know if Brad was there. Keith was there.
Yeah, but this was that. I had a pain from yesterday or 2 days ago. Only 5 and 9? I saw the one for groups 1, 5, and 9. That's from Jenny France.
Yep. And tell her the next one's coming. 1, 2. So I need 3 and 7.
So that answers that question. It goes through.
All right. Then we got one more question, which might be a weird one. All right. So do they all get something?
I mean, I see them.
Okay. Every group should have something.
Get the new one.
Are you sending or texting Jenny?
I am.
Okay. Corey.
Woohoo.
Hey Corey, you're late. We're signing you to a small group, Corey.
You have to turn on your volume and camera.
Sorry.
That's all right.
They're in small groups. I'm sending you to a group.
Okay, what are we talking about?
Your group is going to talk about ideas for staff pods and how to convince your staff to stay on site all weekend.
Can you say that one more time?
You're going to talk about ideas for weekends for staff and how do you keep them on site all summer.
Perfect. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. I got to go to a breakout room. Anthony, I'll be back.
Okay. Jenny said that it didn't go through the second one. She said not yet.
Okay, so they're not getting stuff?
According to Jenny, the second one didn't. She said, I saw the one for 1, 5, and 9. And I said.
Tell her to look in the chat.
I mean, I'm sure that's what she is looking at. Oh, in the chat. Is there a prompt we can start with in our group?
What group is she in? Where are you, Jenny?
Well, I'm asking. So maybe the chat feature doesn't go through. Why don't you copy and paste and broadcast all of that again?
Well, that's going to go away, though.
Yeah, but do it anyway. Group four, nothing in chat. So it didn't go. Well, hi, Jenna.
Hi.
Why are you just hanging out here? Did you just
joined.
Oh, well, when Gretchen gets back, she'll have to put you and Matt from Camp Wartburg in a small group.
Okay.
Host. I can't do it.
Oh, no worries. I just got out of one of my classes for SEM, so otherwise I would have joined sooner.
Sure. No issue.
That's the bummer part about when you have classes too, because I was thinking about it and I was like, oh, last week we had all these classes off and I was like, how perfect would it have been if this coincided with that, so I wouldn't have had to miss anything.
Yeah, but
that's okay.
Things don't always work out
right. It's actually pretty cool though, because for that class we're doing a big family tree project right now, so I have been looking up on my, I've been like on Ancestry for the first time, and it's super fascinating because it finds so many details. I have all my mom's yearbook photos. I looked at my grandparents' like wedding, like their registration, everything on there. I like my great grandma, someone has already like found her. Hi.
You late people.
I'm sorry, I had class.
I've got to find a good room for you.
So they're not getting the messages?
I know.
So here's what I think you should do. Copy and paste.
I did. I am in process.
And broadcast. Okay.
Well, but broadcasting isn't going to keep it in there. That's
no, but at least they'll get to see it quickly, which is better than them not knowing anything.
Yeah. There you go, Jenna.
Thank you.
Anthony, I'm just going to go from room to room, put it in all the chats.
Oh, okay.
I'll be back.
You can do both so that they could get started while you're moving around.
Yeah, I've only got a few left, I think.
Okay.
I'm just popping in, cutting and pasting, and I'm popping out. Hilarious. Kyle, okay, I haven't been there yet. Why does it condense down my screen? It's annoying. Let's see. Did Jenny? Oh yeah, Lee Lindemann. I saw him. Chad. Corey. Okay, I gotta go this one. And put something in your chat. Oh, I'm on my way, Dana. I'm going to turn my video off because I just pop in and then. All right. Chad, Chris, six. Was I there? Kendra. Nope, that's Dana's. Was Dana seven? Krista, I did them. Dave, it was new. All right, I think I got everybody. Live and learn.
Yep.
Small groups are so much easier in person.
What's that?
That small groups are so much easier in person.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Oh. We're going to go long, but I think people are all right with that.
Oh.
Did I do okay at the beginning?
What's that?
They do okay at the beginning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about it from multiple standpoints. It's a good refresher for those of us who've done this for a long time.
this is being recorded, by the way.
there are a lot of people who are new, you know, right. And it's good for them to get an overview.
Right. It was really fast, but... I'd be happy to share it. I have it all in a handout from 4 years ago.
Yep. I think it's funny that this has been recorded.
And I don't know if I shut it off, if it shuts off.
And then you pick it up and you start recording when we come back together.
But does it cut off everybody's? I bet they're not recording it this month. So fun to watch people come back. Thank you. hopefully every group is back. Well, not quite. Or we lost people. Which is possible too. All right. Good. Thank you. And now what I'd love to have you do, I'm just going to go start at group 10. We're going to go backwards. And I would just like you, someone, to share like your favorite idea, one of the things that you talked about or group. So someone from group 10, please share.
Hello, everyone. My name is Anthony. I was part of group 10. We had some really good conversations. I wish it was longer because I think we can extend that. Some highlights from our conversation. We talked about the Handshake app to help with recruitment. It's been very successful to connect with schools, whether they're faith-based schools or not. It's a great way to connect with schools and students from there. We talked about having a Zoom town hall to encourage people to join us for a Zoom town hall to kind of do a Q&A and kind of do that. We talked about really connecting with our alumni and helping them spread the word to connect with other people they might find that could work with our camps. Definitely connecting with our campus ministry pastors. They also know their students very well and deciding what campus ministries to connect with and see how they can help us be involved in their worships to connect with the students there. We talked about connecting with our churches more, doing camp Sundays, doing emails, being a part of that experience and hopefully extending some opportunities with those churches. Then at the end of our conversation, we talked about internships and incentives. So I said that we've had some success at our camps with internships, and it's been really helpful. Sometimes we've had to pay them. Sometimes we didn't have to pay them. Like their school paid for their internship, and it was like a bonus for us because we didn't have to pay them. But looking at talking with your different colleges and ask your students that if there's internship that your site can offer. We've had admin interns, we've had farm interns, we've had program interns, we've had a variety of internships, and they've been really successful. And then we've also talked about incentives, about if you have an alumni, say if you can recruit two people, you'll get a bonus at the end of the summer to kind of get them build up that morale and finding those key people, like what alumni will actually do this and what is it in your budget to do the incentive. So those were some of the things that we discussed within breakout room number 10.
Thank you. Thank
you. Welcome.
Someone from group 9.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Dan. I was interested, especially in our conversation about staff recruiting. And David from Lutherdale chatted a little bit about some of the things that they're doing over there. Talked about weekly Bible studies or devotions that they're starting to lead for staff going back like 4 years, and then just kind of starting to have folks invite friends to come to those, just relying on that community to help bring in folks, as well as the need to really lean on churches and pastors and youth leaders and stuff in this moment to reach out and say, hey, we need you to have people contact us because we can't always get in there right now to get and chat with them. And then also just changing the application process to make it much more quick and easy for folks to at least like initially apply and start to have those conversations. There was a little talk about like having people make a little video of like 6 questions that they answer, and they can make that on their own and then submit that in as a way to start to bridge that gap. And then Jeff at Sky Ranch talked a little bit about and this is, I think, goes bigger than just sort of staffing challenges during COVID, but cultivating a really good staff pipeline of like younger campers to older campers into staff. And especially that challenge of sometimes, folks, people might not hire for that first year of college, and how to bridge that gap or make sure that might be working smoothly as a potential way to bring in staff that come to camp as campers initially. So those were some of the things that we talked about.
Awesome. Thank you, Dan. Someone from group 8.
Cool. My name is Cole. I was in group 8. We talked about, so instead of people stumbling upon camp and like realizing that it's the most perfect job in the world, how we can get some more intentional people to come to camp and not necessarily like stumble upon it. And we kind of talked about the same thing that group group number 9 did as well, As far as having like a pipeline, we talked about like having a program for younger kids, older kids, and then eventually having them transition into staff. And if you don't have that kind of program, doing it now, because that would help in the future, maybe not directly in 2021. So with campers, we've had some people in our group who, when they were campers, they had staff talk to them specifically, like as older campers. So I think that it doesn't hurt to boost like the confidence in a camper and then get them excited to maybe be a staff member in the future as well. Talking to alumni, we talked about incentives as well. So alumni are going to know who would be good for camp and who wouldn't be. So in theory, having them talk to their peers would help a lot. Another thing that we talked about is pursuing people who want to work with kids in the future. So a lot of people come into camp and they're like engineers, or they're in the medical field or something like that. And then they have to be pulled away from camp, whether they like it or not, because of like an internship or something. And one thing we talked about is people who maybe are pursuing a degree in education, they might have to have that same internship, but we just have more room to work with them, and at camp it would be a better fit for them. So pursuing people who are going to school for that. Another thing that came up is that the ACA is doing marketing for internships and talking about how camp actually does serve a purpose in your life, whether you're going to work camp career or whether you're going to go into a totally different field, talking about like all the benefits that camp can do for somebody. And then we've also talked about seasonal workers. So a lot of like seasonal workers give you the opportunity to maybe have like a little bit older people for like leadership positions at camp. And then it also gives the opportunity to them to come back multiple years, so they wouldn't have to jump out of camp, and they might come back for a few summers or seasons. Well,
I'm gonna cut you off.
Yeah, cool.
You're gonna give me all of these ideas, so let's hear from some other groups. So, someone, thank you so much. Someone from Group 7.
Yeah, I'm Sharon Cook from Crossmice in Northeast Wisconsin. And in Group 7, we answered the same question, and we came up with the same answers. So we talked a lot about internships. We mentioned the ACA stuff. We talked about having that culture of call as part of your experience on site, but also connecting with your congregations as part of that. And short term, we talked about, because of COVID, in some parts of the country, there may be a shortage of summer jobs or sort of typical summer jobs. So that may actually be something that opens up. That if there's more people looking for work than there are jobs right now, we may need to think beyond our typical college students who were prior campers set. But to think about if that's who we're competing against, and not just, I mean, obviously if we're against internships, we try to make ourselves look more like an internship. But if we're competing against, if your option is you could have an office job and spend more time looking at a computer screen, or you can come to camp and not look at a computer screen all summer and get a break from that, that may be an advantage we have this year, short term. If you've got good protocols in place, camp could actually be a safer place than working at the local restaurant. So to be aware of what makes us different, particularly in a time of COVID. Otherwise, we said everything that everybody else did.
Nice. Awesome. Thank you, Sharon. All right. Someone from Group 6.
Yeah. So the most exciting thing I think we talked about that hasn't been mentioned was the idea of using your camp facility as a online school campus. So students who are doing university online, to invite them to come, and they would pay a certain amount of rent, but like less than they would be paying anywhere else, kind of thing. And just create a community where they're living in quarantine or isolation together, and they have that community, and then it builds that community and gets them thinking about camp and loving camp and wanting to be at camp as a possible opportunity for recruiting staff. And then the other thing we talked about was just like over communicating, just like put more information out there than you think you could possibly need and just keep
communicating. Can you hit that little thing in the corner?
That's
okay. Anything else, Kendra? Awesome. So someone from group 5.
Mute. Yes.
Yes, I'll do group 5. We were talking about having the staff this summer, keeping them all summer sequestered, how to make cohort staff groups work well, or pods. And we ended up talking about that through the experience. We had Ben from Shalom, who was in our group, and they actually ran camp this summer. So we talked about more their experience, what they did, and things that worked well, things that didn't. And most of us are still in kind of the decision phase on what we would do for this coming summer and all of those questions. So we don't have any answers for you, but we do have some good resources. It was helpful just to talk it through with everybody.
Thank you. Group 4.
Hi, I'm Katie Sunbakken. In group 4, we talked about a theme is that we talked about different social medias that we could use as recruitment opportunities, such as having a Zoom open all day, or one different type of recruitment opportunity would be to create like a BuzzFeed type quiz to show different positions that are available, and you take the quiz on the different camp websites to see what position would fit your personality type better. Or different camps we know are creating TikToks, and because that's a big social media that is present in young kids right now and college kids, and that's a good way to reach out to them. So social media was what we talked about, and that was a really big theme that we talked about a lot.
Awesome, thank you, Katie. Someone from group 3.
I'm Richie from Camp Hiawatha in Minnesota. We talked, mostly what we've talked about has already been discussed in this conversation, but just to recap, we talked about front loading your staff at the end of the year to kind of empower them to extend into the community and kind of hopefully attract and bring in people within their circles. We talked about highlighting skill crossover, kind of going off that ACA project real job. So taking some of the skills that they learn at camp and how they cross over into other industries and other career paths and other vocations, and how camp can be a stepping stone to develop some of those skills. We talked about strengthening campers, especially older campers, and building their skills and developing and fostering some of those staff skills as kind of a pipeline for your future staff. And then we also talked about making connections just with college career centers and campus ministries and things like that that have been discussed in further more detail previous to me. That was group 3.
Awesome. Thanks, Richie. Someone from group 2.
Hey, I can share for group 2. Kathleen from Camp Koinonia. We discussed a lot of the things that have been already said. A couple of things we talked about was this idea of, building relationships with the staff that we might hire when we're not sure what's going to happen over the summer. So some of those things are being realistic and also being positive and keeping a positive attitude. And then also doing some of the staff training before the year begins. So some folks are developing videos for that, and some people have already put that in place. So that was it. And then I think there's one thing about a reunion they do every January, and at that they start doing some recruiting too. So just some additions, but mostly positive. Keep positive.
Nice. Awesome. Thank you, Kathleen. Someone from group 1. Nobody in group 1 left?
I can do group 1. I'm Kelly from Luther Heights. Lots of good conversation, but I think the two keys were, I thought a great idea came out of Robin from Crossways, is when you're thinking of staff and staying on site, or encouraging that if alumni could sponsor, like, here's what it would cost for a meal to for our staff, and they could sponsor the certain restaurant or activity or whatever. That was one unique idea. Also the importance of starting training online ahead of time. And then, yeah, just realistic communication about it, what some of our key themes. So much of what's been said.
Wonderful. Thank you all for brainstorming and sharing. We can figure this out if we figure it out together. So there are 60 some people in this call. We all have good ideas to share. So in a month when you're like, I don't know what to do, remember all of these people. Also, I'm going to put my email address in the chat, and I would love all of your notes. Even if you know it's what someone else said, I don't care. Just send me all of the notes in an email as an attachment, whatever. I will compile all of that and make it available so that if you want to know more or you want to catch something that was said by Cole, 10 minutes ago, you can kind of look for it on the note. Also, I just got an ACA. Well, I got it like 3 days ago. I finally opened the ACA email that I just got with. And ACA is a wealth of ideas and articles and things to read. So even if you're not a member, I would invite you to sign up for their newsletters. They have a lot of good stuff in there that is always going to be helpful. That you'll be able to put your Lutheran slant on it and make it work. We have gone over. Are there any questions you're dying to ask that you just got to get out before we sign off? Anyone?
Gretchen, I have something before we sign off, and that's to say thank you very much to you for facilitating this session, and thank you to your colleagues and the LTE committee for putting this whole series of things together. Very grateful for it, and very grateful for the sharing of ideas that's taking place. Thank you very much, and to make sure everybody knows, at 1:30 this afternoon, we'll have devotions led by Daryl Thompson Powell, and that will lead into session 2 of the annual meeting. And then at 3:00 on a separate Zoom, there will be our annual award ceremony. And then at 4:00, the next LTE session.
Awesome. So,
busy afternoon. Thank you very much, everybody, for being with us. And we'll see you at alarm. This wasn't meant to close the meeting, Gretchen, so I'll let you do that.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Don. But all of Don's time for Eastern. So, and if you need to go. But if you would just join me in a word of prayer before we log off, that would be awesome. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Gracious God, I thank you for a beautiful sunny day in the state of in northern Minnesota. And I thank you for this time to gather and to talk staffing and to dream and to brainstorm and to just connect, to be reminded we don't do this journey alone. You walk with us, and all of these people who love camp across the country are walking with us. We ask that you bless this recruiting season, bless our efforts, bless our creativity, and guide the people to our ministries that our campers need to see and hear and experience their faith next summer. Please bless their discerning and guide this process. May we all trust that you will provide and to find the energy to do our part in helping you to do that. And just let 2021, God, no matter what our summer camping season brings, let it be amazing, and let us have amazing staff. In your name we pray, amen. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Take
care. See you this afternoon. Do we need to talk about anything? Are we good?
Thanks, Gretchen, for that. That was good.
Okay, good. All right, well, we'll see you at 1:30.
Do we have to do anything for the, is it?
Jake is this afternoon.
Huh?
Jake is this afternoon, is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
I don't know, you talked to him.
Yeah, I asked him, and I mean, I can introduce him if we need to, but.
Yeah, maybe. I did email him yesterday. Well, we're still recording. We can stop that.
I emailed him yesterday.